April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Podcast presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the all-new Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. And AJ Brown is an Eagle, Elliot Shore Parks.
There it is.
Nobody. I am beyond excited. Right? I mean, like, I love AJ Brown. We don't ever really talk about AJ Brown.
Yeah, so I'm excited to talk to you about him.
I love him. He was the guy with the whole DK Metcalf thing, when everyone crazy, like, I know Brown went right before them, but I wanted AJ Brown then.
Yeah.
Like, that was my dude. Of all those guys, of Debo and McLaurin and JJ and the McCole Hardman, that whole group, like, I was all in on AJ Brown. I loved him at Ole Miss. I'm beside myself
right now.
I know.
Well, for some context to everybody listening, so James, obviously we're both doing our own thing tonight.
Yes, it is midnight right now. For those who are wondering, it is midnight.
It's pretty much midnight right now. We're in studio in person.
Oh, yeah. We said we're making this happen.
Yes.
I was at a guy's house tonight.
I know.
Shout out to Rob and his two kids. Huge fans of the pod.
Really?
They were awesome.
Very
nice. I had a great time talking to those guys. Hung out with Brent Selleck tonight.
Very nice.
He's an awesome guy, by the way. Had a great time.
He's cool.
Brent was a really cool guy.
Yeah.
But... like I called Elliot at 11. We were texting. We're like, all right, what are we gonna do? Whatever. I call him at 11. I'm like, just meet me at the studio.
Yeah, like,
man.
Let's just do
we're
it.
We're just doing it. We got to.
So,
this is awesome, man.
I'm not really sure where to begin, honestly.
They got AJ Brown.
All right, so
I mean, seriously, like, especially because we talk so much about DK and Debo and all these things coming in, like. The way the draft played out, they trade up. We'll get to Jordan Davis as much as I'm more excited than you, I think. But, you know, as much as Jordan Davis, the draft pick they made tonight, you know, they make the trade. I think we're all just thinking, who are they going to take at 18? I don't think there's a person on the planet who in that moment is still thinking, oh, it could be Debo.
I was getting ready for Trent McDuffie.
Right.
Yeah.
Me too, buddy. Me too. And then all of a sudden, the haymaker. For a first and third, A.J. Brown's an Eagle, Elliot.
So let me take you through my whole...
Please.
Yeah, okay.
I need the Elliot Shore Parks timeline for the evening.
So we'll get into the Jordan Davis pick, but let's just say...
Yes, we'll get there.
After Jordan Davis pick,
slightly getting outshined tonight.
Yes,
it is what it is.
Morale was low at the Eagles draft party, which I was at. Morale was low. People were booing. People were very unhappy.
Really? I'm surprised by that.
I mean, it was mixed, but there were definitely
boos.
It feels
like there's a lot on either side. You either really like the Davis pick or you're really...
And there happened to be a lot of people there that didn't like it.
Sure.
And
also, let's be fair, I think, and obviously anyone who listens to this pod going in knows, I think the fact that Kyle Hamilton was there, sitting there.
Jermaine Johnson was there.
Which, by the way, Jermaine Johnson falling to 26 makes me feel a little better about them not taking him like we talked about going in. But I think Kyle Hamilton and then him going to the Ravens the next pick, it was like, ah, we could have that guy. But
then they do the Jordan Davis pick. And like, here was my thing before they made the trade. And this is what I said on the air, and it's a very good old takes exposed, is like, dude, when was Howie going to go get a guy? like he doesn't trade up for Jameson Williams. They don't get the deal done for like Allen Robinson. They don't overpay for Christian Kirk. Like, I'm like, Howie never goes out and just gets the guy. And I was like, it's
for years, Jalen Ramsey, like, so all many these guys almost come in, up.
Yeah, exactly. And then they trade for A.J. Brown. And it's like, I mean, I would like, you know.
We talked DK and Debo like crazy, and then it's the other guy.
Yeah, and so here's my thing. I respect the fact that Howie went out and just did it. Like, A.J. Brown.
Which you wanted him to.
Yes, exactly.
And you were all in on this concept. Yes. Go out and get a stud wide receiver, however you do it.
Go get a guy that is going to have other defenses worried during the week. That's what they needed. And it's so funny how one player just completely changes everything. So, like, before they do it, I'm like, they need help, blah, blah, blah. Now you look at the offense, and you're like, A.J. Brown's a legit number one. Devontae Smith is your two is pretty insane.
It's insane.
Dallas Goddard's one of the best receiving tight ends in the league. Yep. They have one of the best offensive lines in the league. They have one of the best running games in the league. If Jalen's good, they're going to be an elite offense.
Yeah, like, and if Jalen's good, they're, like, not just a playoff team, but they're a playoff contending team.
Yes, and let me say this, too. Earmuffs for everybody. You ready for earmuffs?
I'm ready, buddy.
3, 2, 1. I could really give a fuck about how much they paid A.J. Brown. Like, I don't want to hear anybody talk about, like, oh, it's all this money.
It doesn't seem like that much, though, compared to, like, the Tariq Hill contract, the Devontae Adams contract, and yes, he's not as good as those guys, but he's 24.
Right. Well,
And what I expect DK and Debo to get, like, I think A.J. got less.
Well, and also, so it's $100 million in the tweet, but I'm sure it's not going to be $100 million. What it really is $57 million guaranteed, and they control him for 4 years. So I'm sure there will be more money he'll make, but it's basically a 4-year, $57 million deal.
And he's 24,
which is not bad money. And I want to ask you questions about him specifically as a player, because I'll be honest, like, I don't watch a lot of Titans games. Mm-hmm. But you just look at his numbers. He's got 3,000 yards in 3 years, 24 touchdowns. Like, he has elite number one receiving numbers. Like, he does. And he plays in an offense that runs it a lot and doesn't have a good quarterback. So,
similar.
Yeah, he's going to feel like home.
He can block. Yeah. He can do all that stuff, too.
He's going to be used to the run, needless to say. But so I thought that tonight, when they didn't get Jameson Williams or Chris Olave or Garrett Wilson, like, I was like, tonight was their last night to really upgrade the passing game, to really go get somebody that is going to make them a better passing team.
Which has been my rallying cry the whole offseason.
Thing. Yep. Go improve the passing game. And they did it. They did it. Flat out did it in a big way. And to trade 18 and a third, like, it's fine. I think it's fine.
It's totally fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 24 years old.
And it was their second third round pick, not even the pick in the 80s.
It was their second first round pick.
Yeah.
And so on the Uber ride over to the studio, I was watching watching YouTube of A.J. Brown.
Yes.
I mean, he's just really good.
Dude,
like,
he's a beast.
So, He made some ridiculous catches, but after the catch, I saw a stat today. He averages 6.1 yards per catch after the catch, and only two players since 2019 average more: Debo and Chris Godwin.
Wow! And to your point that you made coming in, that I poo-pooed in the moment, but we're here and it is what it is.
Right.
He's a perfect complement for Devontae Smith.
Yeah.
He is that big body, strong receiver that you wanted in DK.
Yeah.
Like, he's that guy. Like, that's who he is. He's might not be as fast as DK, but he's fast enough and he's stronger.
He's
like
big,
and he's
yeah.
big.
Well, that's
he goes
what came
up
across watching the YouTube. Like, there was one play, it was against, I think it was the Ravens. He caught it at maybe like the 12 or 13 yard line. Literally four tackles, like, people, not just like breaking tackles where guys don't touch him, like, guys have him and he runs through it.
Totally.
Like, he's strong.
And he has the breakaway speed too. You can see the ones where he just runs away from people too.
Exactly. So, I mean, I want to look up his drop numbers. I can't imagine they're concerning at all, but like, he's good after the catch. He can run all the routes. I mean, he's an elite number one receiver. Like, he just flat out is. He's 24 years old. He's a guy that defenses are going to have to game plan for. Because really what a number one receiver is someone that dictates coverage for the opposing defense.
Totally.
And that is what he's going to do. Like, people are going to have to shadow him over the top. They're going to have to take the number one corner. Devontae's going to be seeing a number two corner a lot this year, which is really big. And so I have a Jalen Hurts point off this, but if you have more A.J. Brown stuff.
I mean, just to all that you're saying, again, I don't think when you take in, and again, it's DK Metcalf is the same type of idea, but when you take in a guy who the age is perfect, right? My whole thing was I wanted someone who can grow with this team, who can be a part of this team moving forward, who isn't just, we're getting a guy now because we need a wide receiver. This is a guy who is a part of this unit. And to your point, I mean, you put him with Devontae. I mean, when was the last time we could look at the Philadelphia Eagles and say they have top-tier wide receivers? Well, it's like Devontae or Deshaun and Macklin. And even then, it's not like a perfect complement the way these two guys are. They're going to do the things you need them to do. I mean, A.J. Brown can go over the middle. He can go deep. Like you said, he's great after the catch. He's a big body. He can block. Again, he's used to playing with a quarterback who is not necessarily the best thrower. Like,
right.
He's used to being in a running offense. It's just, I don't think they could have found, when you take into account the compensation to trade for him, the
which
price,
I will say, like, they did give up quite a bit.
Sure.
A 1 and a 3 is not nothing,
not
but I'm
nothing.
Fine with that. But it was not like they got him for cheap.
No, but comparative to what some of the other deals have been for big-time wide receivers, I think you take the compensation to get him, the contract itself, the time you're committing to him, I don't think they could have done better for all those things put together.
So he has 20 drops in 3 years. That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all. 4 last year. His targets aren't here, so I can't see what his targets are. But, oh, you know, 312 targets and 20 drops. So that's not bad at all. But to your point about their age, Jalen Hurts, 23. Devontae, 23. A.J. Brown, 24. Miles Sanders, 24. Quez Watkins, 23. Dallas Goedert's 27, which seems wrong to me.
That's surprising. Yeah.
But, I mean, you figure he was probably in college all 4 years.
Yeah, for sure.
But, I mean, again, like, it all comes down to Jalen. And the Jalen point I have is this. We spend so much time, rightfully so, talking about, are they committed to Jalen? It's the number one question. We talk about it on WIP all the time. We talk about it on the pod all the time. We talk about it in text all the time. Like, it's the number one question. If after Carson's rookie year, they went out and traded for A.J. Brown, we would say they are committed to Carson.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, if they went out and traded for one of Carson's good friends that he works out with in the offseason and gave him a contract that was worth up to $100 million, we would say, this is what you do when you have your quarterback, right?
Yeah, that's a really good point.
I don't think that, just being honest, I don't think they're as committed to Jalen as they were to Carson.
No.
They're not.
No.
But that's what you do. Like, he is almost like, not as a player or a person, but in terms of going out, like, it's Alshon on steroids. Like, when they went out to go get Alshon, they gave him 1 year, $14 million. I know they signed him later in the year. But, like, this is what it is. It's going out and putting talent around Jalen. And it has to be viewed as a sign of commitment. Like, it just does. Like, Malik Willis was there to be had tonight. Kenny Pickett was there to be had
absolutely.
Tonight. Malik Willis didn't even get drafted in the first round.
I know. Ritter
Desmond
either.
Ritter didn't either.
Pickett's the only one.
Pickett's the only one that went. So, like, they could have had any of these quarterbacks. And when we talked about the Russell Wilson thing, I think our both opinion was kind of like, look, it's Russell Wilson.
It's like, sure, I'm not, like, super into it, but, like, if they trade
so
for
I
Russell
was
Wilson.
More into
you
it.
You were more into it than I was,
right.
But I was like, I'm not going to be upset if they trade for Russell Wilson, but, like, it's not my top choice, but I wasn't going to freak out.
But it wasn't a slight on Jalen to try to
get
Russell
Wilson.
Right,
absolutely, Russell
Wilson. So that's the thing. So I think, like, tonight, you know, there's been so many checkpoints throughout, like, Jalen's career, like, where it's like, were they still committed to him? Tonight was a major, like, they are committed to Jalen. Go and get him a receiver, pass on all the quarterbacks. Like, I mean, there's really not much to say besides that. Like, it was funny. So we're doing the show, and everyone's like, so there's a bunch of fans there, and everyone's, like, super excited after the A.J. Brown trade. Like, everybody's going wild. Like, we're all reacting to it. Jody Kammer gets on the mic, and the first thing he says is, like, well, no more excuses for Jalen.
Yeah. No, but he's right.
He's
honestly,
right. Yeah.
When you were doing that little thing, that was what I was going to say next. And I wasn't going to say it that way, you know, because that is
it's the hammer coming through.
And it's also saying, like, you know, like, that's someone who doesn't believe in Jalen Hurts saying no
more excuses. Yes, he does not believe in Jalen.
We believe in Jalen Hurts a lot more than Jody Kammer does. The way I was going to say it is, we're going to know now. You know, now we know. We will know. Like, and if you want to say no more, whatever, we can say no more people saying they're not giving Jalen a fair shot, right?
Jalen.
Like, Jalen is getting a fair shot right now with real weapons around him and a real chance to be the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. We will know.
Yes.
There will be no question about, is Jalen Hurts good enough to be the franchise quarterback of the Eagles? This is the year we find out.
And I think what, like, coming up into the draft, we're talking so much about them taking receiver and how, like, Quez and all that. But if you look at it, like, Quez was a slot receiver. Quez played almost over 500 snaps in the slot last year. A.J. Brown is obviously going to move all over, and he'll be where he is. But, like, they can just put Quez in the slot, and then this is what I've said all along. Like, Quez, I like Quez. He has upside. I like him more as a number 3 or a 4.
Me too.
Not as a number 2.
Me too.
Like, I just don't like him as a number two, especially with Devontae as your one, who's going only into his second year.
And I like him in the slot, too. Like, yeah. he's fast. Speed. He's physical. Yes. He's more physical than a lot of slot guys you see. He'll go up and get the football. Like, I think he could thrive there.
Yeah, I agree. So, it's so funny how one thing just changes
the
everything.
Whole,
it just changes
tweet.
Everything.
I saw your tweet where you're like, I even like the Jordan Davis
yeah,
pick more
in
now.
In all seriousness.
Yeah.
Like, I really do. And we'll talk about that in a second. But, like, it just all comes together. And it's because, like, we've been talking about on the pod, and like you said, like, all I've wanted is they need to improve the pass.
Yeah,
that's
been your
thing
rally,
all
right?
Year.
You said take two receivers in the first
round. I would have taken two receivers.
You were all
yes.
in on this, and they did it in especially with the way it played out, I think in such a positively shocking way, because we were past that. You know, we talked about it, and we talked about the Debo thing and DK, but we were past it. Like, I think once the draft started tonight, I don't think there was. I mean, look, you always.
I didn't think they were going to pay this much for receiver trade fund. I
no.
just flat out did.
And I
this is the way Howie talked about
I
it.
I certainly didn't think once the draft started they were going to do it. Like, once
right.
the draft started, I'm like, all right, we're here. Like, 15, 18, maybe they trade around the draft. But, like, it left my mind.
Yeah.
And that's my fault, potentially. But at no point did I think, oh, they could use one of these first round picks for a star receiver.
Well, especially
tonight.
When, like, when Howie talks about in his pre-draft press conference and he's kind of like, you know, all these
receiver
teams are doing
contracts,
this. Yeah.
It's crazy.
But honestly, if you could also look at it and say, like, 4 years, $57 million is not bad.
No,
so,
not at all. Are you
right.
kidding me?
Right. So,
especially with some of these other contracts that were signed this offseason. And yes, Tariq Hill and Devontae Adams are better players than A.J. Brown, but they're not, like, way, way better. And they're also older. So you can
yeah.
make an argument in terms of money spent that you're getting the prime years of A.J. Brown.
Yeah, I agree. It's a good time to go and get him before the market explodes even more. So, yeah, it improves the passing game. They go out. I mean, decent deal. So here's a question. I hadn't thought of this until now, but I'm curious where you would fall on it. Would you rather have just traded 18, it probably only takes 18, to move up for Jameson Williams?
No, I'd rather.
You'd rather have A.J. Brown.
So I love A.J. Brown.
And I don't care about the contract, but
yeah.
just to keep it in mind.
No, but,
versus a rookie.
And it does matter. The like, it is, like, when you're talking about Jameson Williams, you're talking about Jameson Williams for 5 years at a cheaper price than
yeah.
what you're paying A.J. Brown. So it does matter. But I just think A.J. Brown is such a perfect fit for this team. He's
healthy
a
now.
Player. He's healthy. Again,
experienced,
you know,
obviously.
Yeah, all that. And look, I came into this thinking I wanted them to draft a wide receiver until they got A.J. Brown. You know, something
yeah.
they can make a move and it kind of changes your perspective on it. And look, I don't love the how we can't draft wide receivers, so you shouldn't draft wide receivers line of thinking. I don't love it. But history has said that Howie's not done great at wide receiver, and maybe that's something where Howie is like, you know what? I can go get a guy who I know is a stud, who's shown it in the NFL. Dude's a stud. He's done it. I mean,
where does he rank in receivers?
I mean, he's like a top 10 to 12 guy. You know, he's in that discussion.
Yeah.
And I don't think we've seen the best of A.J.
And he was their number one, obviously,
absolutely.
Right? Yeah, right.
And again, he's playing with Ryan Tannehill.
Right.
Like,
now,
we
Ryan
have not
Tannehill
seen...
is not that good, but he does throw. He can throw.
Yeah. Him and Hurts are probably similar in terms of their throwing ability. Maybe Tannehill's even a little better.
I think Tannehill's probably a little better.
Yeah, but Hurts could be better.
But I'd rather have Hurts and Tannehill.
Absolutely.
Like, bottom line.
Absolutely. Yeah. But the point is what A.J. Brown has done with Tannehill, you know, the best is yet to come for this guy. He has not been in a great passing situation yet in his career.
And here's the thing about their receiving core, and this is a talk we're going to have live on air right now.
Ooh, love this. I love when you just
the Eagles' receivers right now are A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith.
I know. It's unbelievable, dude.
I think it's time to put to bed. They missed on Justin Jefferson.
Well,
and
on,
like,
stop.
I mean, think about
stop.
That, seriously. Like, obviously DK and Justin Jefferson are a better duo. But, like, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith is pretty good.
Like,
I'm just saying. Like,
I'm willing to retire. I've been willing to retire the DK thing. I've been willing to retire the DK thing, especially you get A.J. Brown, who's in that round. Like,
yeah.
He was literally a few picks before J.J. Like, he's in there. But, you know me. I mean, the regular thing I'll never get.
I'm saying they've righted the wrong.
They've righted the wrong.
They have two, like, very, 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 very.
It is
very
pretty
good
wild.
Receivers.
I mean, you think about it in terms of, like, there's a real argument to be made, and I'm not meaning to slight DeSean Jackson, who had a great NFL career, but there's a real argument to be made that A.J. Brown is the best Eagles wide receiver since Terrell Owens. Like, you could make that fight. And I think DeSean still has to be ahead of him career wise.
It's an interesting debate.
And all that.
Yeah.
But in terms of, like, if I'm starting a football team and I'm picking a wide receiver to start my team with, I'm taking A.J. Brown over to DeSean Jackson.
Well, think about this. When's the last time they had two receivers this good? I guess it would be DeShaun and Macklin. But like,
and they're not as good. Like, in terms of, at least if Devontae can turn into what we think he's going to turn into.
Devontae's already as good as Macklin, if not better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And A.J. Brown has a chance to be better than DeSean Jackson, I think.
Right.
So, you know, yeah. I mean.
No, you're right. I mean,
think about, to your point before, I mean, just think about all of a sudden, all the consternation. And again, look, it comes down to Hurts. Ultimately, this whole thing.
But it makes Hurts' life easier.
It does. The whole thing. Like, and Hurts, look, Hurts already showed you can go to the playoffs. Hurts showed that he's at least a certain level of quarterback, all that stuff. But when you, to your point before, and you kind of just listed it, but when you really stop and think about the fact that they have A.J. Brown on one side, Devontae on the other, Goddard at tight end, a top three, maybe the best offensive line in football.
With, by the way, young players.
Young players.
I mean, obviously, Kelce and
Johnson. And a running game of different pieces that you can put in and out, and you all successful in this scheme right. And in this running game. Like, all of a sudden, you know, if you take the quarterback part of it out, they have one of the better supporting casts offensively, certainly in the NFC, and really one of the better ones in the league. You could argue if you put it all together, if you say wide receivers, offensive line, tight end, put it all together, running backs all together, the sum of all those parts, take the quarterback out. I mean, they're high end.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if you remove the quarterback from it and you just drafted, like you said, those positions, like as a unit, where the Eagles would go. You know, like
I think they'd be relatively
like
high.
The Dolphins, like. I'm sure we could, you know, probably think of five
or six.
Yeah,
sure, the Dolphins have
like,
Tariq and Waddle, but their offensive line is nowhere close to the Eagles'
right.
offensive line. You know,
no, you're
I mean,
right.
you really look
point.
Around, there are not that many teams that boast a top-tier offensive line and this much talent at the skill positions. It's actually, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And I can't, as I'm saying it, I don't believe it.
Well, it's just good to see you smile, too. Because
I'm so excited.
Because I know Nick Nurse lost tonight, so I know that was, you know.
By the way, can we just say, as someone who has to do a radio show tomorrow, thank God the Sixers won.
Amen,
tonight.
Man.
Like, I did not want to spend... I want to spend tomorrow talking about A.J. Brown. I don't want to spend tomorrow talking about Game 7
I agree,
coming
yeah.
Because that's what would have had to happen. You would have had to do both. You would have been now we can just say, all right, we'll worry about the Sixers heat later. Eagles. It's amazing.
If you think about it, like, Philly has won. Eagles knocked
dude,
it
I
out
tweeted
the park.
This.
Sixers won.
Sixers,
like, what were the odds of all three of those things happening?
I mean, this is, like, no joke, an all-time great Philly sports day.
Yeah.
You know, this is one we'll remember. The Phillies sweep the Rockies and win handily, a series-clinching win for the Sixers, and then A.J. Brown's an Eagle. And we've talked Jordan Davis.
Well,
we'll
all right, so let me get one more A.J. Brown thing,
yes.
And then we'll go to that.
Okay, perfect.
So, God, I hope I don't forget it. Okay, so A.J. Brown, like, here's the thing, quick outlook on the whole season. My concern with the Eagles was that they were not going to be able to score points because they weren't going to be able to pass the ball. If I now think they're going to be able to do that, in my book, they go from like a 7 or 8 win team to like double digits.
Dude, I was already at 9-10.
I know. So
yeah.
Like, because I believe their defense is going to be fine. I believe there will be games they struggle against elite quarterbacks for sure. But if you look at their schedule, there's not a lot of elite quarterbacks on there, right? So ultimately, like, this really changes things for the Eagles. Like, this is why you go out and you pay for talent and why you go out and you trade. Because, like, it changes things. Like, it just does. So, like, it really does change. I mean, we've been obviously we talk about the Eagles a lot, clearly.
Yeah,
and
it's our life.
I think, like, since the end of the season, I've been more negative than you have.
Yeah, we flip
but,
roles
like, this
somehow.
Changes things.
It does.
It changes things. And that's why you go out and you pay $57 million and you give up an 18th overall pick. Because, like, this is what it does to your team.
And pretty crazy that Tyrann Mathieu's still out there. I'm just saying,
know,
like,
I've
if the Eagles really want to, like, pop it off.
Well, and that's the other
I'm
thing,
just
too.
Saying, dude.
Well,
it's the biggest
too,
hole
like,
left on the team right now.
It goes out and it makes Eagles a more attractive destination.
Sure does,
because
yeah.
if you're Mathieu, you look and you go like, all right, they added A.J. Brown.
Absolutely. And to the point with the Hurts thing where, like, we believe in Hurts. We're excited about Hurts. We believe him to a point. Like, we're hopeful, and we could see a world where he really does turn into the guy for a long time. But if he isn't, like, in that world where he's not, having A.J. Brown makes a lot more appealing
for
whoever
sure,
the next 100%. Guy is.
To your point, we just said if you drafted the Eagles, like, offense minus the quarterback, they're going pretty high. So
it's pretty exciting, man.
It is.
All right, I want to get to Davis in a second. Quickly, download the all-new Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. It is just the best. And now you can hop on there, put in some future bets for the Philadelphia Eagles. Whatever the over-under is, they're going over. We know it. You know, look ahead, all the good stuff. And, of course, pro hoops, we will be talking a lot more of, you know, Philly playoffs, all this stuff coming up with the next round. We will dive into that. It's so much more fun to watch these games and have some action.
So I was not able to watch the game.
So luckily, Rob, my man, had Sixers and Eagles
what
going.
What a clutch move.
Delightful.
So I wasn't able to watch it, but I had you know, obviously, I had my Parks bet out.
Of course you did.
Let me tell you something. I took the under on Scotty Barnes. Had that hit, I would have won a lot of money.
Oh, no.
A lot of money.
Oh, no.
And it's unfortunate, but it is what it is. But it yeah.
But at least they won.
At least
they
won.
That's a beautiful thing. And
Sixer,
that is fun.
And they're going to beat the Miami in six.
Oh, look at you. You're all in again. I love it. We'll dive more into that. There's so much to talk about. You can bet all this stuff. And again, you bet on individual player performances, which is so much fun. Live in-game betting, all of it. The app's fun. It's easy to use. It's intuitive. Easy to withdraw, easy to deposit. And here's the deal. If you sign up now, new customers get your first bet risk-free up to $750. $750. Download the app now in the App Store, Google Play Store, or at pa.betparks.com. And use our promo code GOBIRDS, that's GOBIRDS, to get your first bet risk-free. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right.
Jordan Davis.
It's pretty crazy that we're 20-plus minutes, 23 minutes, whatever, into this podcast. And we have yet to talk about the actual draft pick the Eagles made tonight. Shows how exciting. And again, to your point you made before, it really is exciting for one of these trades to finally happen.
Well,
all the ones we talked about like, finally happen.
I said, like, the real winner in this trade is Jordan Davis.
Yeah.
Because now
all the
no one really
off.
Cares. Yeah, exactly. Like, A.J. Brown's who they're going to remember. A.J. Brown
it's
is
the A.J.
Who,
Brown night.
Yes, it's A.J. Brown night. Going into next year, A.J. Brown's a player everyone pays attention to. Like, it's A.J. Brown.
Well, and it is pretty funny because, like, look, I know that there are reasons we talked so much about Jordan Davis because we thought there was a real possibility he would be the pick, and lo and behold,
he was.
And I think as soon as they traded 13, like it's like, I was at the party with Brent Salk and all the people there, and I'm like, it's either Jermaine Johnson or Jordan Davis, but they're going in front of the Ravens. It's probably Jordan Davis.
It's probably
right?
Jordan Davis, yeah.
That makes sense. Everyone talked about the Ravens in on him and all that. Like, they're leaping him. You know, everyone who listens know I wanted them to take Kyle Hamilton. They trade up. I didn't think it was going to be Hamilton. Mm-hmm. And the Jermaine Johnson thing, I feel much better. He folded 26.
Yeah.
Like, now he still might be a really good player and all that, but, like, it feels a lot better.
Agreed.
When you wanted them to take him at 13 and he falls 26. Like, all right.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
So I think the thing with Jordan Davis that I'm excited about, and I understand the concerns. We talked about it coming in. I understand why you can, you know, point out the weight thing, point out the pass rushing thing and all that. But, I mean, I think that the potential that they, again, you know, Josh Norris, maybe the best athlete in the history of the draft, the chance that they might have gotten a guy in here who can lock down the middle for a decade. And I know it's not as exciting as a pass rusher, but like, they're still super valuable football players. Like, Vince Wilfork was an amazingly important football player. I mean, there have been tons of these guys who, Haloti Ngata, like guys who are okay pass rushers, but are elite, elite, clog it up type guys in there, and especially with Gannon wanting to be able to run the multiple stuff, wanting to be able to go from a 4-3 to a 3-4 and show those different looks and all that. This is a guy who allows you to do that, and I understand it, but I think with the athleticism, he's an SEC guy, you know, SEC players.
Right.
You know, and again, the fact that he was so highly thought of clearly with the league, I think the Ravens would have taken him if he were there. I get why people aren't super excited about it, and especially with positions of need on the board and all that, but man, like, I think this guy's going to be a really good football player, and he's a super, and to our point we said before, of all the guys taken from 10 to 20, like, he has as good a chance as anyone, along with Kyle Hamilton, I would say, to be the best player in this draft.
So
theoretically,
I actually,
like, from that level.
You could talk me into him over Kyle Hamilton.
Sure. Wow.
Just because he's a better athlete.
Sure.
But, so,
And honestly, a more premium position, whatever we think of D-tackle, like, the line is more important.
Yeah, I think there's a debate to be had there, but
there's,
I agree with you.
And scheme and all that plays in a role.
But. So, all right, here's my Jordan Davis night. So, I thought originally the draft was not going well for the Eagles. You look at the pass rushers go early, both the cornerbacks
right
went early.
Right off the jump, yeah.
I know, like, Stingley goes, Sauce goes, Thibodeau goes.
Yep.
Jermaine Johnson was falling, but, like, it ends up that he was really falling.
Yeah.
And, I mean, then Drake London goes, Jameson Williams goes,
the
Chris
run.
Olave,
it was
Garrett Wilson, right.
Olave, the whole guy. Yeah, it was wild.
So when they were on the board, when it was looking at like 13, 14, 15, like who was going to be there, there was nobody where I was like, they have to go get that person. Like, I was like, there was like nobody that I thought was like the obvious pick there. And so my initial reaction to the Jordan Davis trade was like, fine. Like, it's just, it's another example of just like, I don't see him making a huge difference. I don't think he comes in. Like, obviously, he's not A.J. Brown, but if they only draft Jordan Davis tonight, the pod starts off a lot differently, in my opinion.
I agree. And so, I'm excited about the pick, but I would not have been yelling at the top of my lungs.
And, like, to your point, and I think this is where I ultimately, after thinking about this and talking about it so much, where I come down on it is there's just not a lot of athletes in the world like Jordan Davis.
Yep.
There's just not.
They're
like,
not.
And he's a massive human being. You put him in the middle of the line, and at his absolute worst, he'll just clog up the middle. Mm-hmm. Like, if he's nothing else, he'll clog up the middle. And I don't think that's worth the 13th pick, personally. But when you add A.J. Brown, like, you know, like...
It changes everything.
Yeah, like, when you add A.J. Brown, and then you say you also drafted arguably the most athletic defensive lineman in the draft, like, then it's hard to really, like, poo-poo that. But if he's only going to be a run stopper, they were 7th in the league last year in yards allowed per carry. They were 9th in total rushing yards allowed. Like, their run defense doesn't really need help. Their pass rush needs help. And I know everyone says...
He should help the pass rush, theoretically, is the idea.
He's going to theoretically help the pass rush. But he's only going to theoretically help the pass rush
if he's on the field.
If he's rushing passers.
No question.
Like, and if he's showing he can beat guys. Like, they're not just going to double team him out of nowhere. In fact, I don't think they'll double team him to start. Now, if he beats the one-on-one all the time, then yeah, it's an awesome pick because that means he's rushing the passer, he's drawing double teams, and that really matters.
And he's an athlete enough to get better at that stuff, too.
Yeah, and he has athletic ability to do it. Like, I read an article today that was a little, like... I'll be honest, like a little above my head explaining the Georgia defense.
Sure.
But essentially, their argument was like he was not asked to rush the passer. Now, whether that was because he couldn't do it or whatever, like he was just not asked to do it. So he'll come here. I guess he'll learn from Fletcher. Like it is what it is. He's an elite athlete.
Hargrave, I mean, he's got guys.
I wouldn't have like again if Williams was on the board and they took him. I would have been like I wouldn't have done that. Olave, like all these guys. But I don't really like him way more. I don't like him more or less than I do Kyle Hamilton. Devin Lloyd, I started to really like, and I would have probably preferred him.
Too.
But ultimately, like Jordan Davis is a super freak athlete at the defensive line position. And I think as much as I can sit here as like someone who talks about the team and poke holes in it, as a franchise, I think you take enough chances on these guys, and that's probably the best way to build a football team.
I mean,
as much
look,
as I don't like it,
yeah.
as much as it's boring, like it's a bit of a necessary evil.
Well, you know, building through the trenches can be boring. But
yeah.
you know what? The Eagles have had a lot of success
it's
building
a,
through
a
the
lot
trenches.
Of how they won the Super Bowl.
Yes, exactly. And I will say, we're talking about compliments with Devontae and A.J. Brown when you think down the road, and obviously it's not right away. Hargrave's still here, Fletcher here, and all that. But, like, Milton Williams, undersized pass-rushing defensive tackle, you put those two guys together, they do complement each other. Like, if that's your future
yeah.
at defensive tackle, they make sense together. You know, I think they do help each other out. I think they play well together. And you get the opportunity to do the 3-4 stuff with Davis in there, too. And Milton can go out and do that 3-4 technique on the end. I think that it gives you a lot of multiplicity in there. And I think it allows defenses options. It's honestly, it's your boy, Johnny Gannon. I mean, like, this is a spot where he's getting guys
yeah.
who allow him to do different things with the Reddick signing with Davis. Maybe if they go get the Honey Badger, like all of a sudden there's versatility on that defense, and that's something it seems like Gannon wants.
So I'm not really concerned about the weight thing. Like
I'm not either. He's going to be in a professional
yeah,
organization.
Like, and I know Georgia.
And it's all they have to do. All they have to do is make sure this guy stays in shape.
Right. Now, look, if he doesn't, then that's a red flag in a lot of ways.
And there are guys. Like we've seen
there
that.
There are guys
there are
like
always
that, right.
guys. But like it seems like he's a good kid who wants to be good.
Yeah, I mean, he did win the Chuck Benarek.
He won the Benarek Award. Like,
I can't believe I'm talking myself into
throw
this.
That away.
But like, again, it's why you go and you pay money for A.J. Brown because,
yeah.
like, it just doesn't matter as much anymore. Like, you know, when I look at the Eagles' defensive line now, I say at least they have, like, a super freak athlete they'll put in the middle and see what happens. Like, and that's not the end of the world. And it's a worse pick if your second pick is Trent McDuffie, if your second pick
totally.
Is, like,
it's
George Karloftis.
It's a different
like,
no question.
But when you add a difference maker on offense, like, then you can go and do those things like Jordan Davis. So I didn't like that they traded. Well, I'll say this, actually. At the beginning of the night, I was on the draft night show,
mm-hmm.
and Glenn Mack now asked everybody what they wanted, and I said I wanted them to be aggressive. Like, I wanted them to get the guys they wanted. And so as much as I wouldn't have traded up for him and all those things, like, it's a little like A.J. Brown where it's credit to them for going to get their guy.
They clearly wanted him.
They wanted him.
And they knew
and they
the Ravens
and they got
wanted him.
Him,
and, like, very similar to the Vonta Smith thing, you know, where they knew the Giants were going
right.
to take him. They knew that everyone knew the Ravens. I mean, how many times Davis mocked to the Ravens?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It felt like that was a fait accompli, and they were like, no, we're going to go get the guy we want. I to that point, look, they got to be right about the evaluation. That's what it always comes back to.
And that's key.
It's
key with every
super
player,
key,
obviously, but
it's
very
really key
with
this
him.
Guy, especially because it does seem like there's a real wide range of outcomes for Jordan Davis where he can be an elite,
yeah.
all-pro type of player for you. And he can also be someone who never gets the weight thing under control, never gets the pass rush under control, and is somewhat of a bust. Like,
yeah.
or, to your point, like, clogs the middle, but, like, for the 13th pick, potentially a bust. It is a wide range of outcomes, but if that's the guy they wanted and they didn't have to give up that much to go up to get him, like, credit.
I mean, the bottom line is, I don't think any team had a better night than the Eagles. You can make the argument.
The Jets. The Jets is the had a only good night. One that Joe Douglas and Howie Roseman, the Super Bowl champs.
They got Sauce.
So they got Sauce, Garrett Wilson, and
Jermaine Johnson.
Jermaine Johnson.
I'm not as big on Garrett Wilson, but overall, no, yes, but it's I mean, still like a good night. Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
If you had said before the draft, hey, the Jets are going to come out, and Jermaine Johnson fell. But if you said they're going to come out with Sauce, Jermaine Johnson, and Garrett Wilson, we'd be like, wow.
Well, and the other thing good of this, night. Real quick, is like it does make me not hate the Saints trade as much. Because you go out and you get
Welcome,
somebody.
Sir.
Like, well, but my point was still correct. But ultimately, I just thought they need to go out and get a guy. And they got him. They got the guy. Like, they got the guy. So props to him.
Yeah, they deserve, you know, Howie Roseman.
Another night where you sit here and you go, hey. I'm not a Howie guy, but I got to say.
Hey, literally, ever since last year's draft, like, I have been more positive about Howie than negative. Like, consistently. You know, I thought he had a great draft night last year. We sat in here, talked about that Devontae, the maneuvering that he made, getting the guy we all wanted, how thrilling that was. And then they ended up having a nice draft after that. I mean, the Carson Wentz trade, the Miami Dolphins trade, the Saints trade. I mean, there's been a lot of stuff. I think Howie, you got to give him credit. Like, yeah. I get it. I've been there. I've been as deep and as passionate a Howie hater as almost anyone out there. We know there are more. But almost anyone out there, but you know, if you can't step back, we're a hand-up pod. And if you can't step back and say, hey, man, like, I might not have believed in this guy or whatever, but he's doing good things. Like, you can't discredit it. He's
so,
making good moves.
Last
Especially
thing,
the
then...
trades. He is like a – he really has an amazing feel for knowing how to get to squeeze the most out of a trade. He really gets value
and
in these
honestly,
things.
I think it's because he's very good at collecting information.
Yeah, I think you're right. And we talked about that a lot going into the draft. They're the one looking to move up. All stuff is that, and you're like, I don't know if I buy the move up thing as much as I think they're always talking to everybody.
Yeah, and I do think they would have moved up if
they did move up for what it's worth.
Yeah, they
just
did.
A
but I'm
bit.
Saying,
yes.
I think what also happened is when the tackles fell, the Panthers just decided to stay there.
Which
and
I
so
get.
It is what it is. But last thing I'll say, and then we should get this up for the people.
Yes. And go to bed because I have to wake up soon.
I was in the Uber on the way back to my house before I Ubered over here. And I was thinking, like, just about how young this team is, blah, blah, blah. And this is like the last second, real one moment of the pod. Like, this is the night where if they win the Super Bowl in 2 years, you go, like, this is where it happened. Like, this is the night where you go, this is where it happened. Because if Jalen Hurts is good, imagine going into next year's draft with two first round picks not needing a quarterback.
Yeah, no, that it is a game changer. It is amazing how big the Jalen Hurts thing is.
Yeah, and
now.
He's got the world in front of him.
Yeah, and again, like
an opportunity to make millions and millions of dollars, opportunity to cement himself, like it's all right there for him.
And
the fact he works with AJ Brown, I think, is a good sign too.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Look, I'm a big believer in chemistry in anything, and especially if you're talking about a quarterback and a wide receiver, guys where, you know, I always talk about like football is almost in a lot of ways like a ballet. Where everyone has to move the exact way they're supposed to move and be in the exact spots they're supposed to be in for it all to look pretty, for it all to work. And when you have a quarterback and receiver on the same page who understand each other, who get what the other is thinking, who know if he's scrambling, let me go this way, let me get open, like all that stuff, like it all matters. Like that stuff does matter.
This actually is the last thing, and it's super quick. Here would be my advice to AJ Brown. Let Zach Pascal keep 11.
Really?
Don't get in 11. Wear number 3.
Ooh.
Number 3.
Okay.
Devontae in 6, Jalen in 2, AJ in 3. Just let Pascal stay in 11. It's a bad number. I know it was your number in Tennessee.
I don't
but it
love the
bad
number.
Here.
It was his number there, but I don't love the number.
It's a bad number here. It's got the Wentz juju. Just let Pascal.
I don't hate this.
Let Pascal take that for the team.
Okay.
Save your money. Let Pascal keep it. Go get number 3. I think he's a good number 3. Like, I think it fits him well.
I could even see him wearing a classic receiver number 2. I know no one does that anymore. But
like an 80-something?
88 or something like that. You know, one
of
those.
Jordan Davis definitely has to be in
the 90s. But like, you know what I mean? Like, somewhere in the 80s, something like that.
Jordan Davis has to be in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like,
with that size, must.
I mean, 99 I know can't be had, right?
Right.
Right, so
Jerome.
Go from there. 98. I don't know if that one's taken.
I don't
think it is, Ridgeway.
Yeah.
90?
90's okay.
Who's 90? Is that taken?
I don't think so.
I would do 90. Wasn't Kerrigan 90?
He might have been.
No.
I mean,
all right. We can wrap this
up.
Yeah,
this is the least
put him
important
in the 90s, AJ in 3, Super Bowl champions in 2 years.
I love it. You were down, now you're up. What a beautiful thing.
Howie paid for talent. He basically paid for my approval on this. Hey, money
I mean,
well
you,
spent.
You were consistent. You said what you wanted.
And he gave it to me.
And he did
yes,
what
I'm
you
a
wanted.
Simple man.
What a beautiful thing.
Ask Kristen.
I didn't
simple
even
man.
Know I wanted it. And now I'm
here
ecstatic
it is.
That it happened.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing, and we are super psyched. We will be back on Saturday on WIP 1 to 3.
One of the best shows of the year.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And we're obviously going to talk more about this and take calls on it, but also react to the next 2 days of picks as well. Still have a second and a third. That's a beautiful thing. Howie Wheeling and Dealing tonight trades
yeah.
up in the draft to get Jordan Davis, trades for A.J. Brown, and they still have a second and third round pick the next 2 days, which is really...
Not a Howie guy he is, but what a night.
What a night.
Yeah.
Howie freaking Roseman,
Howie
man.
Freaking Roseman.
Credit where it do.
Howie season is back.
Howie, you know what? It's on its way.
It's on its
Not
way.
Not going to lie. Been pretty impressed. Really just an awesome night for the Eagles. An awesome night for Eagles fans. You know what? Like, to the point Elliot made, and I've been very big on, like, I'm okay if they're thinking more about the future, which I think, you know, they're actually doing a really good job of balancing them out with the future.
Yeah, I mean, they could win the division this year.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Really. Like,
yeah.
I already thought they were going to be a 9-10 win team
yeah.
without this trade. Now I'm like, what do I do? Am I picking 11 wins? Like,
right.
What am I doing here? But to your point that you said, and it was the reason you understood that the Saints trade was a smart trade and all that, but you're like, it's not fun.
Right.
Like, it's not now. Like, I want this team to be fun and good this year and build on last
right.
year. It's hey, buddy,
it, yeah.
we're there.
Yeah.
We're there.
It is. Quick shout out. Allison,
yes,
Go Birds listener.
I love Allison.
Yes,
I gotta meet Allison
bad.
Someday.
Yeah.
I saw the
she
picture
came
of
up,
you guys.
She took a picture.
She's a real one.
I told her the icky story.
Oh, you did?
Here's the thing about the icky story. It's not that good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
But
too bad.
She was excited to hear it, and I told it to her. She was nice enough in pretending that it was.
Ask for the icky story.
Yes. It was definitely a moment of like, wow, that's the story. But
love it.
Shout out to her for coming. So
yeah,
shout out to the other Go Birds listeners there as well.
Yeah. Honestly, we adore you. Shout out.
Wouldn't be in the studio at midnight if it wasn't for you guys.
No, literally. And now it is later than midnight.
It is.
I have to wake up
you have to find parking.
I have to find parking.
Well, we have to find parking. I'll take that ride.
We're
going
to go together, but I also have to be up super early.
I don't.
But that's why we did it, because we love
yes.
you, and we literally would not do this podcast without you. So
boom.
Thank you to you, and guess what? We all get to revel in it and have some fun.
Yeah, Saturday will be
awesome.
A good show.
It's going to be awesome. Check us out on Saturday. Until then, A.J. Brown's an Eagle. He's Elliot James. We'll talk to you soon.